Thank you, everyone, for listening to Thank You For Being a Podcast. We are the Golden Girls Podcast, in which we watch an episode of the Golden Girls, and then we break it down scene by scene like crazy people. I'm Anthony DeSamito.
I'm Genevieve Rice.
And today we have a very awesome special guest. We're so excited to have him. The very great Jason Webb. Hi!
Yay!
Thank you.
Thank you for coming to my new home here in Burbank. I think you're the first person to record in this apartment.
So. Oh, wow. That's very special.
Yeah. You should feel very proud of yourself.
We had chicken tacos. I enjoyed the chicken tacos. Jason said he did.
Yeah, they were really good.
Yay.
I enjoyed them.
Cool. And I made the beans just like my mom did. She puts milk in it.
Oh,
I know.
Ooh.
It's so
damn.
So that fancy stuff.
Vegan friendly beans for you.
No, sorry. I didn't even ask if you had dietary restrictions.
Well, I am lactose intolerant, but
damn it.
Also, the being lactose intolerant, you just fart, and then like beans make you fart. I was like, it's going to happen either way.
Oh my god.
It's going to happen anyway. Yeah. Oh, the kitties.
Farts
the kitties.
Just happen with beans, man. That's just life.
I'm lactose intolerant too, but I really don't care because I'm already gluten-free and I'm already like pre-diabetic, so I can't eat sugar. But yesterday I bought these sugar-free chocolates, which I've never bought before, and I ate the whole bag. And what I didn't know is that if you eat the whole bag of sugar-free chocolates, you get...
There's sugar in them all of a sudden?
You get runny poopies.
Oh,
afterwards.
Wow. Oh, no.
Yeah. And then I guess everyone in my household knew about this but me. And
oh,
so,
I didn't know that.
I guess. Wow. I don't know. So,
well, they do have those chocolate X-laxes.
Everyone else has been there before.
I'm sure someone on Twitter is going to tell us. Yep, that happens. Okay. And so we watched an amazing episode. But before we get into it, and I say amazing, like we were just amazed emotionally. And so before we get into the episode, we like to ask our guests, what is their Golden Girls background? How has Golden Girls affected your life in any way?
Well, I grew up, like watching Golden Girls with my mom pretty much either every morning or every afternoon. Like they switched times a couple times. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, that's basically, it's just something me and my mom enjoyed watching together.
Would you still watch it with her?
Oh yeah. When I go home, like if it comes on, we watch it together.
Aww. So like around what age did you start sharing this bond?
Probably like 15, I would say, something like that.
That's like not young.
No. Nah.
You were able to understand the dirty jokes and stuff.
Yeah.
Okay.
I was just getting into the dirty jokes, and so like that, I loved the old ladies talking about it.
Was there any like sort of like sexual mystery at that age that you felt watching it?
There was a couple jokes that went over my head. I think they were... I don't know. I can't remember them exactly, but I do remember, like, I'm going to have to look that up later.
I'm going to have to ask my friends about this. Yeah. This joke about positions. Yeah. Well, that's awesome. And this was all back in North Carolina, right?
Yep, North Carolina.
Yay. And you just moved here.
Yeah, I did. 3 weeks ago.
Wow. Yeah. 3 weeks
wow.
ago?
Yeah, yep, that's
three
awesome.
Weeks.
I thought you moved like a couple months ago.
Oh no. I started doing a tour. I went up to Chicago and then down through Denver and into Vegas and then here. And that took me about half a month. I didn't get here until like July 16th or something like that.
Oh, okay. All right. Yeah. Cool. Yay.
So I started my journey, but it just took a while.
Okay. Good. And so we watched season 4, episode 22, and it is titled Sophia's Choice, which I think is misleading. Because I was expecting someone to get pregnant and have an abortion or something like that.
one of the 70-year-olds to get pregnant. That would be a
bold plot choice, especially for Sophia. Yeah.
And so it was the original air date is April 15th in 1989. And as we do with every episode, what's that? Tax season.
Day.
Oh, yeah, it's tax day. And there was a lot of financial talk in this, like more than usual for a Golden Girls episode. And so I guess it was appropriate for the day. And so as we do with every episode, Genevieve is going to give us a brief synopsis of what we watch for the listener who is not here eating tacos and watching it with us. So Genevieve, take it away.
All right. Well, Blanche has gotten a big bonus from work and has decided that she's going to spend it on breast implants. So that's very exciting. And then Sophia's friend from Shady Pines has been moved to a shittier retirement home called Sunny Pastures. And Sophia breaks her out of Sunny Pastures, but when they take her home, they discover they have bigger problems. So,
great yeah. synopsis, Genevieve. Yeah, you're
it was a sad episode.
Okay,
and also a breast episode.
Yes, it was a breast sad episode, if you will.
Yeah, a lot of commentary on like the state of retirement homes and aging and our society.
And, Genevieve, would you be able to speak a little louder and into the phone microphone? I feel like
I think it's going out because she's like not getting a good signal.
Maybe you're not getting a good signal.
I don't know.
Maybe it's me.
All right. Is this better?
That's
this
way
is,
better.
Yeah, that's 20 times better.
Okay,
yay.
I moved the phone closer to me, so.
Yay, closer to you. Cool. I know, we forget that, like, I always feel like the microphones are going into your ear, but we forget it's, you know what I mean. Okay, all right, so.
Do your listeners know how you're doing this podcast?
They know, we mentioned that Genevieve is still, sometimes we forget, but for listeners, Genevieve is in Phoenix and me and Jason are here in Burbank and we're doing this remotely through our phones.
We are Frankensteining a podcast.
Yeah, I thought he was going to use some type of app for this, but it's like even better than I thought. Like it's just like
it's just like regular technology.
Yeah, regular technology with a phone that you can't like hear through or anything. So it's great. It works really well though. I know
it's been
which is surprising because it looks like it wouldn't.
It's like a phone call.
Yeah,
it's a phone conference that's being recorded.
Yeah.
And so yeah, we don't need you fucking apps. We don't need you. Okay. Or I at least just haven't figured them out. But anyway, so we start off with the kid. Everyone's in the kitchen and. Blanche comes in and she just got a bonus check at work, which I figured out that it was about $3,000 because I did the math because at the end they calculate, there's some calculations available for me and I took it upon myself to do them. And so she wants to get a boob job and everyone is kind of like supportive in a way, mm-hmm. right?
They're not saying no. They're just like, why?
And there was, I don't know if you remember this episode, but there was an episode where Blanche was going to get a facelift.
Oh, yeah. I remember that one.
Yeah. Yeah.
And she was, and it was like a huge ordeal. And then she decided not to get the facelift. And so now it's sort of like they forgot about that. You know, and so, or the writers forgot about.
Not very good for cosmetic surgery. like a lot of teasing of cosmetologists out there. So,
Yeah. There was.
I can't imagine the best plastic surgeons are in Florida. I just don't believe that.
There's like a lot of plastic surgeons that are very good along any type of border town.
Border town?
You know, because people go to like Mexico or they go to the border to get the cheap black market cosmetic surgery. So, and because it's Miami, there's a lot of old people whose stuff is sagging. Mm. So there might be a lot of plastic surgeons down there. But
I guess I didn't think about it. I was thinking, like, I've only been to Orlando. Orlando is just not, doesn't look like I would trust any doctor there.
Right. So. But I could be wrong because I've also never been to Miami. And it could just look like garbage. No one wants to look good. But
yeah, if you can speak to the quality of plastic surgeons in Miami, Florida, write in.
So, please let us know.
We want to hear from you.
We want successful Miami stories.
And we don't want to hear from any Orlando doctors ever.
Yeah, Orlando doctors can suck it.
What were you going to say, Jim? Oh, you never hear about a celebrity taking a plane to Miami, Florida for plastic surgery, though. So I feel like they probably have mid-level plastic surgeons.
Yeah, they probably don't have the best. And so maybe it's good that she didn't go because, spoiler alert, she didn't go. But they might have been botched. And so,
because they were only $3,000.
They were $3,000, right? Yeah. Like how big the bigger the tit, the more the expensive they are, right?
I have no idea. I've never even, I was talking to somebody this the other day. I've never felt a fake breast before, and I was, really? The only one in the car.
Wow.
And that's crazy to me.
I don't think any of us have. So you're in a club right now.
I heard that they don't that feel felt good.
Fake breast, yeah.
Well, one of the guys said that if you squeeze your butt cheeks together and then try to feel your own butt, that's what it feels like. And then I realized that he was probably just telling me to do that so I would squeeze my own butt like that.
Oh,
or,
definitely.
Or he was trying to get you to squeeze his butt. Yeah. He's like, here, I'll do it. And you squeeze my butt. Feels like a fake tit, huh? That's when when in the playground, they're like, if you put your hands together this, like if you touch your fingertips together, and then you can feel what a vagina feels like.
Oh yeah, you or you
when
do
you
the
shove your fingers into each other.
Yeah, and you open it up, and that's what a vagina looks like.
Yeah,
I remember that.
That was the grossest thing ever.
To you, I guess.
Do you? Yeah, I guess.
Yeah, it's also not very accurate.
No, it's like
the lips are all stretched out, looking. Anyway, so
it's more like a monster vagina.
This is what a monster vagina will look like when you get older and have sex with a monster. Okay, so then Sophia comes in and she's like, I've been looking for my friend Lillian, and she wasn't at Shady Pines, where she used to live, the horrible Shady Pines, which burned down, by the way.
Yeah.
The first episode. So I guess
it obviously was resurrected.
They resurrected it. And so it's like,
you think they just didn't want to come up with another name? They're like, nah, let's not waste our time doing that.
Shady Pines 2. Shadier Pines.
Yeah. Shady Pines, the legend of Curly's Gold.
Then pines throw shade. Hi, Kirsten. and so then she was at Shady Pines, and this is what I didn't get. She didn't know where Lillian went, and I guess she didn't ask anybody there because she's left. Because she comes, she's like, she wasn't there. I guess she's just dead. I don't know what she thought.
Yeah, like she didn't ask any. Yeah, didn't ask the receptionist.
She sneaks into her room or something. Mm-hmm. She's like, not allowed. because later on we find out.
Oh, yeah.
Remember the fire episode where they arrest her for burning down Shady Pines?
Yeah.
Yeah. But I don't think it really turned out to be her at the end.
Yeah. But, I can't remember what it was, but I don't think she was at fault.
She was legit sneaking into that retirement home. Because she sort of left the retirement home,
mm-hmm.
like, without checking out. So I don't think she can check back in or, like, go visit people in it.
Oh, okay.
Because when it burnt down, she just showed up at the door of their house. Anyway, which is weird, like your daughter lives, like, down the street from you at this retirement home. And so, anyway, but, like, so she got a call from the retirement home that Lillian is at Sunny Pastures, because I guess maybe, I think it's Sophia's her emergency contact. Like, it's also something I didn't understand. Like, why would they notify Sophia? Is she in charge of this woman?
Yeah.
You know? Like, why was all of this responsibility thrown on Sophia as a whole? Like, doesn't Lillian have, like kids or anybody?
She has to, because who's all her Medicaid or whatever, her insurance was paying for her Shady Pines, right?
Yeah, which I assume
or that pastures.
Lillian worked all her life.
Yeah.
So all her Social Security is able to, like, pay for everything.
Yeah.
Which is crazy.
Yeah, well, she did say that she had big boobs when she was younger.
Oh, yeah. So,
and, like, it was a vixen.
She was in, what was that? Genevieve, do you remember the dancing group she was in?
No, I didn't know it was a dancing group. I thought it was, like, a sorority.
A sorority?
Yeah, that's what I heard. I heard, like, Greek letters, so I thought it was, like a sorority she was in.
The
Maybe
Ziegfeld,
I'm wrong.
The Ziegfeld Follies.
Oh, okay. Ziegfeld's Follies. Yeah. Yeah. So that would not be a sorority. Yeah, so that'd be like a show. Yeah.
What is that?
It's like a Broadway show, I think, from like the 30s.
Okay. So do you think that she made enough money?
Not from that.
No, not from that.
I wouldn't think
to
so.
To pay for like her social security to pay for what now has to be about 20 years of being
I think clearly like she has run out of money and she can't afford Shady Pines anymore, so she has to go to the cheaper home, Sunny Pastures.
It sounds like she did that when she was younger, and then she maybe worked as a school receptionist for 20 years and then retired. And that's why she can't afford like a nice place.
Or she lived as a wedding singer. Okay,
yeah.
This woman wasn't the wedding singer, which is amazing. She's a little lady that paid Adam Sandler meatballs to teach her how to sing.
and
her
she
name...
had she had sex with 8 men before she was married, which was like 200 back in those days.
Wow. That's I don't remember that fact, but that's awesome. That fact. I don't remember that fact. But her name is Ellen.
I don't mean to brag, but I've seen that movie like probably 15 times. So,
oh, wow.
So me too. That's my favorite movie of all time. And
is The Wedding Singer?
Yeah.
That is really funny.
Really?
Yeah. Because I think it's just like an okay movie.
Really?
Like I've seen it twice,
maybe. I cry every single time. like Julia Gulia. It's just so funny to me. And I think like if you think about Adam Sandler and Drew Barrymore, like that movie and also 50 First Dates, like I feel like their chemistry is one, it's like it's better than like Tom Hanks and Meg Ryan for me. I just think it's more fun and more cute.
Yeah.
So I love that.
I have seen 50 First Dates a lot and I don't know why.
Because it's a great movie. It's just an awesome movie.
It is a sweet movie. A sweet movie.
And it's also, we came out around the age where we had hearts in our eyes and thought we were going to find love.
Oh, yeah. No, right? Not anymore,
obviously,
though.
We don't. Yeah. We didn't. Genevieve did, though. And so, anyway, tangents. Yay. Okay, so then the scene sort of ends with, like, let's go visit Sunny Pastures. And Sophia reveals that it's like a terrible place. It's worse than Shady Pines. It's like I don't know.
She says like a motel.
What's that?
She said it was like a motel.
Yeah.
In what was her hometown called?
In Brooklyn.
Oh no! It was like where the country she's from was it?
Sicily.
Sicily. I don't know why I was blanking on that. But yeah, so it was like a 2-star motel in Sicily.
It was a 2-star motel in Sicily. So Sophia knows her stuff. So they go and visit. The next scene, Blanche has all these she picked up a bunch of boob brochures because she's going to get her boob enhancement. Kind of late in age to be doing that, in the first place.
I would be worrying about dying if I was her age and getting a boob implant, anesthesia and stuff. You don't come back from that. That's how Kanye's mom died.
Trying to get a tit job?
Yeah. She died, like they put her under and never came back.
That's crazy.
I think she would consider that like a blaze of glory, like basically like dying on the table of a boob job.
That's in the West family, that's a very honorable way to die. That's the highest honor. So sorry if you're hearing this, Kanye's mom ghost. Okay. So she might. She's still with us, I think. Spiritually. Okay, so there's all these tits on the coffee counter, and it's kind of like the running joke of this whole scene, because there's conversations going on about Dorothy and Sophia come back, and they're talking about how Sunny Pastures turns out to be like infested with rats and like 60 people to a blanket, and like it was just really terrible. I'm sorry, Kirsten. Are we in your way?
No, you guys are
fine. Okay. It's okay. Ooh. Okay. And so, like...
It sounds like a Civil War, like, hospital or something like that.
Which, like, yeah, it sounded like fucking, like, I don't know, like, Auschwitz or something. Like, it's... And when we got to see the place, I know I'm jumping ahead, we got to see the place, it didn't seem that way to me.
It seemed like they did try to dress the set to look a little more brown or something, like, but it still looked clean, nice.
It seemed like the set designer did not receive the note.
Yeah.
That they needed something run down.
Yeah.
Did the living room to you look like the living room from Roseanne?
It did a little bit, yeah.
Whoa, yes.
I don't...
Oh, my God.
I'd have to look back at it again now, but now that you mention it, yeah, it does.
Because the stairs
I feel like it was like
left.
A more pastel-y version of like the Roseanne living room, so...
It could have been. Was Roseanne filmed in Burbank?
Probably, yeah.
I think it could have been. So they're on the Roseanne set. They're like, well, we need something run down. Let's get the Roseanne set. Because that's what looks run down. If they just did the whole scene in that set, it would have made more sense.
No.
Okay. So, but no, they didn't. And then they do, speaking of like genocide, they do talk about like how elderly people are taken care of in Japan, and I didn't know that that was a thing. Like, were you guys aware of this?
Yeah. Oh. I mean, basically, like in most Asian cultures, grandparents are not really they don't really go to homes. They are taken in by the family.
Right.
Yeah.
It's more of a collective culture than right. the United States.
Okay. That makes sense then. Okay, so then they decide, I forget what they decide, but at the end they're like, they all get up and these boobs are like staring at them. Like it's the boobs that are in the from the brochures just keep staring at them as they're leaving. And that was a pretty funny moment.
The like, nipples just like, following them around the room. That's how you know you have a good breast.
And also there was a joke that about Blanche getting black boobs. Did you catch
yes.
that? Okay.
Yeah.
Out of control. So I wish that that was a real thing. And I think that's kind of like a joke that's been kind of done in stand-up, you know?
What's the joke? I know the
black tits joke. Like, I'm gonna get boob surgery. I want black ones. Like, something like that. Have you heard jokes like that?
I don't know if I've heard jokes like that, but I'm sure it has been, like, copied and stuff since this.
Okay.
Like, actually, no, I have heard one. I remember it now. It's a little bit different.
Brian Posehn has one. Yeah.
Brian Posehn. Yeah. Like, okay, that's probably Brian where I've heard it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
God. Okay, so the next scene, they decide that they're going to go visit... They're going to help... Well, the scene before, they decide that they're going to help Sophia visit Lillian. And she's going to need a lot of rides and stuff. And so they go... Rose goes with her to the retirement home, to Sunny Pastures, which is, like, pretty sunny, I thought. And they're going to break Lillian out of the retirement home. First of all, they're able to just walk in.
Yeah.
Just, like, waltz into this retirement home. And I felt like it was sort of a retirement home for people that were extra, like gone in the head, you know?
Yeah.
Did you?
Well, yeah, because, like, when she went to go get Lillian, she failed, like, two times. Like, brought an old black lady one time and then another lady the other time, and they both, like, both answered to Lillian.
And at one point, they both answered to Lillian. And at one point, she brings a woman, the black woman, and her husband.
Yeah.
I think it was, like, a guy that, like, was with her and pushing her.
Yeah.
So, and also, there was only, like, Rose said that there was only those people back there.
Yeah.
So were there only like five people in this retirement home?
Yeah.
And if there's only five people, why is it so hard to manage or to like take care of everything? You know, like
that should be the that should be the cleanest retirement home.
Yeah.
Well, I think all of them answer to the name Lillian. So
the special
Lillian Hall.
Except for
this
Lillian.
This is our Jeffrey wing.
The Jeffrey wing. the Donald sector. Mm. And so Sophia's doing like this crazy ass job of distraction. And she actually talks to the guy from admissions, which sounded like a position at a college. I was like, admissions, okay, but it's a thing. And so she comes up with this like tale that Rose and her are sisters, and then she makes it even more like unbelievable by saying things like she came in like in a ship from Italy, and like there was scurvy on the boat and all this stuff, and like that guy did not believe her at all. And also like Sophia, like I don't know if Okay, so she made up, this story is made up, obviously. So I don't know why I'm trying to fact check it. Anyway, so I shouldn't fact check a story that's made up. Okay, so they don't find Ellen. Ellen finds them. She comes down the stairs. She was over there in the Albert wing. And so she knows who they are. And blah, blah, blah. And the way to distract them, Sophia pushes a dude in a wheelchair into the Lillian Hall. And, like, the guy just takes off. Like, if I don't know if that, like, first of all, that guy in the background was, like, spazzing out. Yeah. Like, he was, like, falling asleep. But it took him a while. He was, like, like moving his head. Did you catch that, Genevieve? I don't know if you did.
Yeah.
But it was really strange. I think
I'm
he was
glad
having
that
a seizure.
Someone else could see him in the background and not just me.
Yeah. And so.
Just a background actor overacting. That's all that is.
That's what it was. And like, and if this was a bad hospital or a retirement home, they wouldn't have given a fuck about that guy rolling down the hall.
No, he could have rolled into the wall. They wouldn't have cared.
Right.
Or that's the way they made it seem.
Right. He would have run. It would have run over, like, it would have been stopped by, like, rats or feces or something. That place is not run down. It would have got
your big issue. Rats would break your fall.
So. Yeah, a crack on the ground would have stopped your wheel.
Your big issue is the retirement home isn't shitty enough.
Yes, because they made
with the whole episode. Right. There's not enough rat shit everywhere.
There were like 60. Okay, that's my biggest issue. And like that woman had a blanket over her. That's the one blanket for all of Lillian Hall. What a bitch. Like, she fucking jacked that blanket. And also, I don't know if anyone caught this, but when they run out, they like sprint out. Like, like Lillian, like, runs out of there like she's being chased by a rhinoceros. It is like. I don't know if it was cartoony. I was like,
yeah, it was like a Jurassic Park run.
What if they were playing Jurassic Park?
Like she's got those Ziegfeld Follies moves.
Yeah, and also I don't think like okay later on we find out that Lillian had giant tits when she was younger, maybe not giant tits.
But she said bigger than Blanche.
Bigger than Blanche's. So they would have been like B's or C's? C's?
I'd say C's. Like if you're going to say your boobs are bigger than somebody's, they need to be at least one cup size bigger.
But they weren't that big.
Yeah. But also, she probably has osteoporosis and a lot of other things. They're like taking fat.
Do they shrink tits? Osteoporosis?
I don't know. I'm just saying she's frail.
Osteoporosis.
Well, I'm just saying she probably has a lot of things that made her lose weight and like bone density. True. I know women got to worry about bone density as soon as you hit 32.
You're probably right. But I would imagine like giantess just sag when you get older.
Yeah.
You know.
I don't want to speculate
too much about what happened to this lady's boobs. So
say that again, Genevieve.
I probably don't want to speculate too much on what happened to this old lady's boobs.
I know. And she
like it's probably just time. It's kind of just like mountains, you know, like older mountain ranges are just kind of flattened by time and erosion. So we'll just leave it at that.
There's a lot of geology going on to boobs.
A lot of erosion going on.
Her boobs were like California and they just broke off. It happens. Okay. So they legit steal this woman. Like and they don't get in trouble for it. Like mm-hmm. they Dorothy called the retirement home and said, hey, we picked up our friend. Sorry. Like, hashtag oops. Like, it was, like, no big deal.
Yeah.
You know? And then, and then, but it didn't make sense to me, because then, like, somebody would have, like, been like, we thought those women stole Lillian, or, like, the people that were here, you know, and, like, a police report, somebody, something would have done, but also they're a shithole, and they might have not just cared or noticed. Yeah,
like, if she doesn't have any family or anything like that to look for, they're like, well, we don't have to worry about her anymore and still cash that check.
They just crossed another Lillian off the list.
Lillian G. Oh, man. Poor Lillians.
Yeah. Okay. I know.
Okay, so the next scene is when they're in the kitchen and they're talking about, like, Lillian living there, and she's been there for a few hours. And so Lillian comes in and she's like, can I take a bath? Like, she's kind of like, she's like Alzheimer's-y, you know?
Yeah.
She just, because this isn't quite, like, it's sad. Like, this whole episode is sad, but the, like, Lillian, like, she was especially really sad to, like, for her to be, like, going through that.
Oh, I was just saying, she knocked over a vase and that upset her, and then she didn't know where she was.
She was like, she said, I don't know this place and I don't know you. Like, she just moved from Shady Pines and then a day later moved to Sunny Pastures, and then she's at this, like, random bitch's houses. Like, that's fucking hard for somebody that doesn't know what the fuck is going on. Like, you should have just left her there and then, like, then took action.
Yeah.
Instead of, like, stealing her and then taking action. Like, they could have sued you and made money off of suing you, and then they could have probably bought more fucking blankets.
Yeah.
It's just like,
well, you can't get that in depth in 22 minutes.
Like, I know, I'm sorry.
Yeah, because, like, they're like, all right, we got to make them get away. Tell them to roll that guy in there and we'll take off the other way. they're all about getting to the quick next thing.
But they go back and they're in there like, we know we jacked this woman, but you need to change the way you do things. That's like when you're in, like, in a relationship and you, like, I don't know, you fucking, like, punch your girlfriend, and then you're like, okay.
Yeah, because we've all been there.
Talk about what happened.
We've all been there, obviously.
Everyone can relate to punching your girlfriend. Okay.
But, like, and other people do this. Like, when they're, like, when they punch each other, and then they're like, all right, let's talk about how we can fix our relationship. Like, maybe we should have done that first before you fucking punch each other.
Yeah, but first things first, we gotta go fix this nose.
We gotta go fix this nose.
Because it's broke.
Anyway, so it was also, like, there was that joke where Blanche, like, oh, we already talked about it. Never mind. It was a small tits joke. Okay, so they go to this, they go to the office of Sunny Pastures. And it's, like, this guy that's, like, I think, like, his problem, okay, he's unorganized. I think it's really hard to run a retirement home, I guess, because you get phone calls all the time, and the phone rings, and, like, and you can't handle it, and there's paperwork up your ass.
No.
And so this guy, I think, just needs a secretary. Like, he just, like, I think just need to hire one more person to help
him,
you know, so you could do your job of whatever your managing director is. Anyway, like, they're in there, and they're going there. This happens sometimes where you, like, go in somewhere and you're like, I'm gonna confront somebody and tell them how to do something or something, and then they just agree with you. And that's the sort of what happened. And he, like, like Dorothy and Sophia go in there and they're like, we have a problem. And then the other person's like, I agree with you. And I think that was just like a tactic for them to just leave.
Yeah.
You know, like to say,
oh yeah, definitely.
I agree that I am shitty. What's that, Genevieve?
Yeah, I think that's definitely like if someone kind of bullies you, you can kind of be like, yeah, I'm shitty. And it kind of takes the wind out of their sails. Like, yeah. But I just felt like he was, yeah, just kind of beleaguered. Like he just was like, he had like all this paperwork all over his desk and he's getting phone calls all the time and they're understaffed and he's got Lillian's running away that he can't even care about. And
he can't.
Yeah.
Lillian's running around in the other, in the Albert Hall, and it just, it's chaos. There's people breaking into your retirement home and stealing people.
Like, yes.
Maybe that's the first problem that they should fix.
Yeah, security. Put a lock on the door.
And so he was like, he made himself to be like the good guy. Like he's trying to fix things by himself. Mm. He's like the dangerous minds of like this retirement home or something, right?
He's like, I'm just gonna teach all these old people poetry. They're gonna teach me how to love.
when they brought out the black lady, she looked like she had like I think the director told her, look like you're singing a song in your head, because she was like,
It looked insane.
It looked crazy. So yeah,
she looks like she could stab somebody and be whistling the whole time.
Yeah. Oh no. Murder Lillian.
Yeah, that's stabby Lillian. So she's in room 103.
So they basically, okay, this is where they get really financial, and correct me if I'm wrong. And I'm sorry I'm getting so into this. But, like, he said, like, Medicare and Social Security pay for most of the funding for this, whatever, for everything here. Yeah. And then the government subsidies pay for the rest, but they're not profitable. Mm-hmm. So they're going to go down. They're basically going to get, like, I feel like that place is going to get shut down really soon.
Yeah.
And so, which is crazy.
Yeah, probably.
Because they go from Shady Pines, which is shitty, to a shittier place.
Yeah, because you're going from the shade, the light right out into the sun, you know?
Yeah, but it looks pretty good. Which I don't understand.
Let it go.
Okay, I let it go. Yeah,
like literally, this is probably. I mean, we see a building, but it's probably just a pasture
out
there.
And there's just like a bunch of old people sitting out there. Lillians just sitting out in the sun all day.
Or they're just like, or when Rose went down the hall, it was like a dungeon, and like. It was like the slave ships or something. Like, like that's the shit that we didn't see. You know, it was like Silence of the Lambs. Like, fucking.
It's like, this looks like the set of Amistad.
Well, maybe they made where they walk in, the office area. Yeah. Maybe they made that really nice so like people would come there and be like, oh, this isn't that bad, not walk around and they put like their grandma there.
They Truman showed it.
Yeah.
Just, like, made it like really cute.
Yeah.
Just made out of cardboard.
the walls are made from dead rats. Oh no. The saddest part about sunny pastures is that they have to dig their own graves. It's really, really sad. Okay. So they leave Lily in Auschwitz, and so they're back at home, and they're trying to figure out like what to do. I think Rose figures out what to do, but they're sitting there and Rose comes in and she said that she found a place for Lillian. And so, cause they're responsible for her now, obviously they're like, she has nowhere to go. And so they put her in somewhere else, but it's $150 a month?
Mm-hmm. $150.
Yeah, no, it's $150,
I think.
Oh, so it's more than I thought, because I calculated $120.
Oh.
Holy shit.
I can do that for you.
Okay, so times 150.
Times 24.
Times 24.
Well, her boob job was $3,600.
What the fuck?
Yeah, that's still pretty cheap. It's only
is that cheap?
Yeah, I think boob jobs are like
that's
10
really
grand
cheap for an upgrade. Yeah.
Yeah, but I guess this is 89, so, but that still doesn't seem like that would be the right amount. Like it wouldn't. Yeah, that still doesn't seem like.
Right.
I would think it'd cost at least 6,000 or something then.
Then it would
yeah,
be 6,000.
Yeah, and it's like 10,000 something now.
It's 10,000 now.
Yeah.
Almost double. That makes sense.
Yeah.
So I don't know these things.
A nice retirement home, like probably costs like nowadays like probably like $2,500 or $3,000 a month.
Jesus.
Holy fuck.
So I was like $150 more than what she was paying at Sunny Pastures. That's someone should be able to make that happen. I would assume.
Right.
Yeah. Jeez.
So they don't like categorize you by name like a monster. and so I'm like, what happens after 2 years? You know, like are they gonna
planning on her dying in 2 years. And like I think Blanche was hoping that she died out about 6 months in so she can still save up to get that boob job.
Half the job.
Yeah.
Get one boob.
Yeah.
Oh no.
You know that had to run through her mind. She's like, well, I'm not really giving her $3,600.
Or Blanche like sneaks into that place.
Because how are they going for cheesecakes and whatnot?
I know. They just cut back on one cheesecake a day and they can afford it. Or Blanche takes it upon herself to murder Lillian.
Yeah, that would be a good episode.
That would be a good episode.
Oh my God.
me and Valerie and we went to go see the Golden Girls house, and she came up with an idea I thought was pretty good, that she turns the Golden Girls house, like keeps the bottom and then adds a second story to it and make it a cheesecake factory.
Oh, wow.
I think that'd be cool.
Oh, my God. Really awesome. That would be amazing.
Yeah.
Did you know that the Golden Girls house doesn't fit the inside, like, floor plan?
Oh, I assumed it. Right. I don't know what it looks like inside.
I've taken like 3D tours of it, of the inside of it, because I have no life. So,
yeah.
Like,
we've gotten deep with this.
Yeah, that's pretty deep.
Because we had an episode where we're like, this doesn't make sense. Like,
yeah.
Like, the garage should be in front of the kitchen where the audience is.
Yeah.
And not behind, because that is the backyard.
Yeah.
Like, so it's very, like, that, even if the garage was like, next to the fridge, it would make more sense.
Yeah.
Or the entrance to it.
Mm.
Anyway, so so then this ends on like a sad note where they're like, what's gonna happen to us? Like all the like the Golden Girls are like we're gonna be together forever, which is not true, because as we all know, sorry, spoiler alert, if you haven't seen the last episode of The Golden Girls, where have you been, first of all? But also, like, Dorothy leaves.
Mm-hmm.
And this is, like, a promise that they keep doing throughout the whole series, is that we're going to be together forever.
Yeah.
And then Dorothy just, like, fucking marries Liam Neeson. Or, no, Liam Neeson? Was it Liam Neeson? No.
I don't think so.
No, Leslie Nielsen.
Yeah, sorry. Oh, my God.
That'd be amazing if she married Liam Neeson. Like,
she got taken. I'm taken, Liam Neeson. Come save me.
Was that your Dorothy voice?
Yes.
Jeez.
Ma, Shady Pines, Ma. And so, okay. So then they're like, "What? We're gonna be together in the same retirement home." First of all, like, I would have been like, if I'm so worried about my retirement home, like, I would have taken those $3,600 and put them into my retirement, not like help some other person out personally, because like that wasn't even like my friend, that was like someone else. And I'm sorry to sound
this show
selfish.
Period. Like, made me think about my retirement fund. Like,
did it?
Like, basically, yeah. It was like,
do you have one?
I gotta ship some funds around. Yeah, I have a little one started.
I don't have one.
Yeah, my plan is just to die before I'm 40, and yeah, take care of it. I got enough money to get me there.
I don't know what I'm gonna do. I'm probably gonna like sell cheesecake store to door or something. So then like
it's a pretty good plan.
Yeah, all right.
You gotta keep them refrigerated somehow.
I'm gonna make chicken tacos. So then the episode sort of ends, and like I feel so bad. You got like a weird episode.
No, oh, I don't
like
care.
This is one of the weirder ones. Like, we've had such weird ones before, like the gun episode or like the pill episode, and like fucking okay. The episode ends with, I'll tell you about those later, but the episode ends with like everyone just like really quietly, melancholy, can I say words? Maybe. And just really reflecting on like being alone. And then Sophia, and then one of them like, what's gonna happen when there's only one of us left? And then Sophia says, don't worry, I'll be fine. So Sophia's gonna like live them, like outlive them.
Yeah,
which is all like not true in real life. She was the first one to die.
Yeah, well, in real life, Lillian outlived all of them except Betty White, because she just died last year at 101.
It would have been amazing if Betty White. I mean, I don't want
Lillian still has Alzheimer's. Like,
she's still living in that new retirement place, yeah, which I don't even remember the name of.
She's the only Lillian on the hall now.
What if that's why she kept going? She's like, I'm going to outlive those golden girls. But no, she couldn't. All right. So I think we did it, guys.
Yeah, we accomplished so much.
Yay. These episodes are great because there's so much to talk about. Sometimes we get really like fun, like they're stranded on an island, or they go to visit St. Olaf or something like that. You know this. Yeah. But like, yeah.
Okay. Yeah, they're pretty active for old gals.
Yeah, they are. So this comes
stealing
out.
Stealing old people from retirement homes.
All right, yeah. So this comes out actually in 4 days. We're recording this August 7th. This comes out August 10th. Jason, is there any shows that you would like to promote? We have listeners all, everywhere, and or where can people find you online to see your shows? Okay. What they're gonna do?
You can find. I have a bunch of shows coming up. You can go to jasonwebcomedy.com. But next week when this comes out, I'll be in Asheville, North Carolina, doing Laugh Your Asheville Off on the 13th.
Yay!
At Diane Wortham Theater.
Yay! Awesome.
Yeah. That sounds amazing. I heard that's a really great festival.
Yep. It's amazing. Have you not done it?
I haven't. I've submitted twice already. And
I submitted twice before I got in.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
And you live there.
And I live there.
That's crazy.
Yeah. I started submitting when I was like 2 years in or something like that.
Okay.
Well, so it took a while.
It's weird. I don't know. I think Anyway, we'll talk about this later. Mm. And okay, so and where can we find you on Twitter? Are you on Twitter?
Yeah, on Twitter I'm at Tennessee Boy, boy with an I.
And that sounds like a Grindr profile. Tennessee yeah, Boy.
Yeah, I came up with it at a festival. Like, I did just have my name, and then I just like changed everything to Tennis Shoe Boy because I thought it was funny.
So. Oh, there's a Tennessee Boy.
Tennis Shoe Boy.
Tennis Shoe Boy.
Yeah, okay. Not Tennessee Boy. That's a different.
Tennessee Boy with an I would have been definitely
Grindr. Yeah, that's a definite Grindr one.
And Genevieve, where are you going to be after August 10th? And where can people find you on the lines of the web that you publish shit on?
All right. I am going to be at the Arch City Comedy Festival, August 25th through 27th. That's in Columbus, Ohio. So
yay.
I'm very excited. I have never been to Ohio before and looking to be charmed by the Buckeye State. So
nice.
Doing that. And then I've got the Big Pine. Yeah, I've got more dates to promote.
And
I've also got the Big Pine Comedy Festival in Flagstaff, September 22nd through 24th.
Oh yeah, I'm there too.
Yay.
Hey, awesome. And then I'm at Genevieve Rice on Twitter and Facebook and Instagram.
Yay. Cool. And so check these funny people out. And I'm at Anthony DeSamito on Twitter and Instagram. And on Snapchat, I'm at JizAmito. And I'm going to be at the Tempe Improv opening for Eric Schwartz on August 18th, and that's gonna be an amazing show. So if you want to come see me in Arizona again, please come to the show.
Mm-hmm.
Yay. And I'm also gonna be at the Scottsdale Museum of Contemporary Art August 26th in Scottsdale, Arizona. It's the Fast Times at Smoka show. And so there's going to be weed jokes and jokes about Sean Penn, probably. Okay, and so along with our own individual Twitters, the podcast also has a Twitter. It's at Thank You For Being A Podcast, but as an acronym, at TYFBAP, at TIFBAP. Also at TIFBAP on Instagram. You can listen to us on iTunes, Stitcher, or any other platform you listen to us today. Our music is by Mike Dennison from the Be A Day, everything he does, and Brian Kokernak from a bunch of other stuff that he does online. He's amazing. So check those guys out. Our next episode, for those of you that are following along, because some of you are, it is episode season 4, episode 23, and it is titled Rites of Spring. All right, everybody. Thank you, Jason Webb, for being here.
Well, thank you for having me.
Yay. And everyone listening, have a beautiful day and or night. Yay.
Gonna stuff a chicken. Gonna stuff a chicken. Like my mama taught me.
Like my mama taught me.
Gonna take the chicken.